Darcy, Michael, Luke, and Tracy joining me in studio, the culinary team behind the Culinary Symphony. How are you all doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Luke, I'll start with you. I know you're kind of heading up this team here, but I understand it's been a real collaborative effort putting together the menu for this really unique event.
It's definitely been a unique process. You know, when it comes to pairing food, you're used to doing it with wine and other drinks, or maybe even the market that you're in. But, you know, when you start listening to music, it definitely makes you think about food in a whole new light.
How did that work? Did you get the pieces of music and then you tried to figure out what dishes would go with them?
We got some sample music from the band that's going to be playing at the Culinary Symphony. We all took turns listening to it, and we got together and kind of all took our own interpretations and brought it to the table and came up with a very unique style of cooking and food ingredients.
Is this something that any of you have ever worked on before, or a similar kind of project like this?
No, this is very unique.
When you were kind of thinking about how to put the menu together, I mean, what was going through your head as you were listening to the music?
I think we were focused on our sensory experience with the music, what kind of texture, what kind of flavors would pair well with it. It's based around Canada, so each course we're trying to bring in different elements from Canada to accentuate the different parts of the music.
I got a little sneak peek of the menu. I know you don't want to reveal too much of it, but it sounds like Canada's a very multicultural place, and it's a very multicultural kind of menu you guys have come up with here.
Yeah, definitely. It was fun working with each region of the country and kind of discovering the different ingredients that were available to us to play with each section of Canada. I think each part of Canada brings a different part into the menu of different things that we can kind of bring out of natural history, colors, vibes, seasonally, and just kind of everything that we enjoy and that we like to cook and that we want to prepare for other people.
I remember last year's Culinary Symphony, we had an opening dish that had pop rocks in it. We had steak tartare in a chocolate cup. Are we going to get any big surprises like that again this year?
I think in terms of flavors, you're definitely going to get some surprises in terms of, you know, there's four or five different styles of cuisines that we're going to be introducing, but as far as adding kids candy to food, I don't think we're doing that this year.
How long did it actually take you to put together the menu?
We've kind of been collaborating for about a month. Once we listened to the music, it was kind of an instant, let's get this together as soon as it's fresh in our head. So we kind of all jotted down our feelings and our thoughts. And I think within a month, we kind of had a line out that we wanted to do. And then we kind of just grew from there and built off each other and just kind of worked towards a really beautiful menu.
Four experienced chefs, obviously from a variety of backgrounds. How did you work to blend all your styles together to come up with something here?
I think it was just a little bit of collaboration on just all our parts. We've all been around the block and been doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that over our career. So, I mean, sitting down and just kind of throwing out different ideas and just working off each other's ideas and filling in the blanks and collaborating flavors.
You know, listening to a song on a stereo and then pairing the dish is one thing, but I imagine you're all really excited to actually have the band performing those pieces right in front of you while everyone's enjoying their food.
Yeah, you know, the opportunity to express our culinary interests alongside music has definitely been a challenge for all of us, and we're all super excited about it.
All right, the Culinary Symphony, Mountain FM, proud to be presenting this big event at the Cornerstone Theater Friday, April 15th as part of Canmore Uncorked. Still tickets left for this one at canmoreuncorked.com. Michael, Darcy, Luke, Tracy, thanks so much for joining me on the show, and I'm really looking forward to this big event.
Thank you
so much.